Hi, welcome back, or welcome, I don't know what I'm doing. Hey, hope your day is going well. I am back with another unboxing first impression type review. Because sometimes when things show up in the mail, I like to do that. Anyway. I've been waiting for this one. It might have been bit of a reward as a hooray, I'm moving forward in life kind of thing. You can probably find more information about that on my profile if you're curious about what that means. But this one's kind of special in that, like, it's a celebration toy. I wasn't really planning to buy anything, and then it's just been sitting there staring at me for the past couple weeks and was encouraged to get it and said, oh, fuck it, let's do it. So I have, oh God, what do I have? I'm going to call it Spine right now because I'm an idiot and I didn't think to look up the name before I started recording because I'm so excited. It is the Craven Gothic Spine Dildo from Velvet Alley Designs. So I think I've been side-eyeing Velvet Alley Designs for probably getting close to a year now. They have some really aesthetically cool shit. They have a couple other designs that I am really interested in. But this one, like I said, was kind of just sitting on their site for a bit, and it's pretty. At least it looked pretty in the pictures. Their whole thing is they have a real, like, gothic, skeletal, medical look to stuff. So they have a few other designs that are not specifically, like, body part focused. So, like, they have one that I've been eyeballing that looks like a plague doctor mask, because I love plague doctor masks. Who doesn't, though? After the pandemic? Ugh, aesthetic. And so they have a range, they have things. They have really neat squishies that look like a lower jaw, like a skeleton lower jaw, that if you're into that kind of stuff, real interesting. I've kind of been, like, side eyeballing them because they're neat, but there's just so many different dicks out there to look at and try, and sometimes you prioritize different things. So anyway, finally I have one from them. Let me pull up. Girl, you were gonna get the picture of the thing you bought so you could talk about it quickly. Right. So, a really quick description based on looking at the shop listing, so I can talk a bit about why I was interested in it. This piece looks like it's a really pretty, peachy rose gold to a, like, opally translucent down to, like, a really nice opal, minty green. Which is kind of really pretty. Like, the whole picture, it looks very shimmery, and, like, this kind of opalescent shimmer doesn't usually translate well to pictures, I find, so very interested in how that's gonna look in person. The dildo itself is shaped, so it's your normal straight dildo shape type profile, except it's made to look like the vertebrae of a spine. All of, like, the really sharp chunks have been molded down, so it's a smoother design than that. But has a bunch of ridges where, like, the vertebrae would attach. And then it goes down into a base that looks like hips, which is what I think is really fucking cool about it. I don't know as much about skeletal structure as other people might, but it's just kind of a really neat design to me. And they have a couple other ones that are similar medically themed, where the base is like a portion of like a skeleton. They have another one where it's like the dildo's coming out of the out of a jaw. It's a very distinct design aesthetic within the fantasy dick realm. I think I've seen one or two other shops that kind of have a similar style. But anyway, the box is right here. Let's quit talking about the pictures on the internet and think about the thing in the box. So I might have got a little excited when I caught the package. And I undid the tape. And then as I undid the flaps of the box and saw the invoice, I was like, no, you dumb bitch, you need to record this. So I paused. I didn't touch anything in the box. I set it aside and put myself to work. Because I'm a good girl. Good girl. Anyway, so sorry. I'm going to spare you me struggling with the box. I'm sure I'll struggle with the box anyway. We'll get there. So it's plain brown packaging. It came through UPS for me as an international Canadian buyer. Shipping can be a bit limited sometimes, understandably. My biggest issue with UPS is the extra $30 they hit me with after they have my package in limbo. And they're like, you don't have to pay us, but if you want your package, this isn't blackmail, we're just saying. Anyway. I got thoughts on the Postal Service. Not of these guys specifically, in general, I get a lot of packages, so I have thoughts on postage. Anyway, my invoice is nice and easy. Oh, did I get a... That's fine. Just like your normal paper printed invoice from Etsy, which is where their shop is located. And then, really quickly, the box is like a foot by 8 or 10 inches by 8-ish inches. Yeah, a foot by 10 by 8. It's a larger box than things usually come in, but I kind of know why. So quickly, everything's wrapped in black tissue paper. Let's out of the way. Come on, let's go. Yay! All right. Just like a fucking. I sometimes feel like a squirrel. I'm just so busy running for the next fucking thing that I see that I don't stop to just A, breathe, and B, react. Okay, so I knew where the box is big. Something that really catches my eye from this company is they have like a custom box that their toy comes in. And it's shaped like a coffin. My style. And it's got a nice silver Velvet Alley logo on it. It's a really, really nice... let me talk about the packaging for a minute. It's very nice. This is one thing that I really enjoy with the higher quality sex toys is I like nice packaging. I like when there's thought put into the design and stuff. And this one is so on brand for their stuff that... when I first ordered, I thought that I had to buy like a specific type of thing to get a coffin box. So I'm so happy I got one anyway. Woo! Ooh. Anyway, lids off. I love getting packages. Oh my god. Okay. There's a lot of things in here that I wasn't expecting. Okay, let's start with the things that I can see. They have a care card, which, I really, almost every shop I've bought from does a care card, and, it's a great idea, whether it is, like, a card, postcard thing, or, even just like a piece of printed paper, just because silicone can be a bit finicky. And so it's not the silicone that's the issue. It's the other chemicals and the other toys that are not silicone that can potentially ruin your shit. Because silicone is it's a petrochemical product, isn't it? Probably. Isn't everything? Someone will make coconut silicone. It's fine. You do have to worry about if it's in contact with things that are more reactive in general. So this is just a PSA. Fucking don't buy jelly toys. Just don't. Because they degrade. Literally, if you put a jelly toy in a box and come back in 6 months, it will be a different shape and it will leave a weird little smudge in the box that you cannot get out. Like, it's there forever. That shit's going into your body when you fuck yourself with it. Don't use jelly toys, please. I know they're cheap. They're cheap because they can make you sick. That's my PSA for this particular thing. Okay, care cards, really good. Just because after you spend $100 on a toy, you don't want it to like get ruined by that cheap vibrator that you got in a random toy bag from the sex show 3 years ago that you just won't throw out because you're an idiot. Stickers! I like stickers. We'll put, one of them is a rainbow logo that I'm probably going to put on my laptop with all my other rainbow logos. And the other one is like a slightly smaller than a business card. Really nice. I like stickers. And then, so I guess you could call these teenies. Okay, this is really, okay. Let's review. The opening the box is going to take an hour. And then I'm going to be tired and not want to play. I'm going to be hungry. Me, plastic. Some shops will send little, like, a smaller model of what you purchased, a quote-unquote teeny. This is fucking massive, though, for a quote-unquote teeny. So I have two here. I'm really excited about the other. Oh, fuck. Okay. House Goblin. So the first one is a teeny of the model that is in my box, and literally the length of like the usable portion of the teeny is longer than my middle finger. Oh, motherfucker, what is he in? He's a goblin. Now he's gonna come and try to, okay, I'll tell you a fun story in half a second. Anyway, it's massive. It's like, you could arguably use that as a toy by itself. And then the other one, okay, this is another model that I am really interested in that they have. Oh, I got two teenies. This feels so special. I'm assuming. Okay. I've had like barely enough coffee to be conscious, but not hyper. Okay, the other one is another model they have that is it's a unicorn skull with the horn attached, which I think is so cool. And it's on my list, just like as a display piece. It's kind of, it would be really neat. I'm just waiting for like the perfect color pour, because for some reason I feel a little bit picky about how I want that one to look. This one's like usable horny portion that would be on the dildo. Like, these are massive teenies in comparison to, I don't think I have any bad dragon teenies, but strange bedfella teenies, this is like double the size. I am beyond impressed with that. Okay, finally, this is so cool too. I thought it was just gonna be the coffin box, but the toy itself has a really pretty velvet bag to go in, with the logo on it as well. This is fucking dope packaging. Ooh, interesting. Okay. I also it's like a really nice a velvet bag. I do want to comment quickly because not to name names, but a lot of larger mass-produced toys often come with a quote-unquote storage bag, and it's like this gross, cheap satin that I just fucking hate because it feels cheap, and it's often a toy for at least $150. I get it's mass-produced. That means everything in the box is way cheaper than what you're paying for. Give me a nice storage bag. Like, goddamn, this one's really lovely. Okay. That's a side note. Okay. I swear to God, I think my phone's screen is starting to go on me. It's fine. Oh no, I can see how I'm seeing it wrong. Yep. Okay. Don't even think I've talked about the firmness. This is a real good. I'm a professional. I'm a professional, I swear. No, I'm not. It's a soft, which I, yeah, anyway. Okay. Talk about the thing in the bag. Okay, so lengthwise, I'm looking at it is longer than my hand, and as thick as three fingers when if I'm being generous to my fat fingers. It's really shimmery and pretty. I'm gonna take it out of the plastic bag because that's not gonna make for good listening. And so I think I talked about this in another thing, but if you buy a dick and you take it out of the box and you're immediately like, no, don't take it out of the bag. You can sell it easier and for more money if it's still in the bag, unopened, because we know it came. Anyway, I'm not gonna talk about it anymore. Okay. So color-wise, it is a bluer hue than what I'm seeing on my phone. My phone is making it look maybe I'll figure it out later. That's how I usually roll. I'm just looking at the item description and it says velvet drawstring bag and coffin box included. If you're unsure, read the description. The reason why I'm looking at the description again is just because, okay, how to back it up. It's really pretty. It's really shimmery. It's definitely got that, like, it's very opaly, really pretty. I'm not mad. I'm never mad. That's a lie. I'm always mad. The hip parts, the like chunks that would be the hips are like floppy. I am really curious how that's gonna be. Yeah, it's gonna be curious. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ridges. Yeah. I can count. They have a really nice logo on the one side of the base. Just giving it a quick look over. There are, so again, this is gonna be a personal preference thing. There are a couple spots where I can see air bubbles along the base, which are not an issue because they are not going to impact the use at all. They're large enough that they are easy to clean. But I do think it is worth noting that they're there because some people, again, understandably, for how much money you might be investing in your sex toy, you can be as picky as you want to be. Some people might see that and be very upset, understandably. But I don't. I guess part of me is, I will happily buy a flop item so long as it's usable because I don't, air bubbles don't bother me. But again, they will bother other people. So, I'm going to do that thing where I take, man, the detail on like the hip parts is really cool. I'm going to take a quick break to give it a wash and get my stuff ready and kick the house goblin out of the bedroom because, I was going to tell you a really quick fun story. So my youngest cat is just over a year old. I got him as a pandemic baby. Because I enjoy suffering, apparently. And he is a really lovely boy, super cuddly. Except. So, my understanding is some cats have a weird attraction to chemicals in plastic bags. I had a cat a few years ago that just liked to chew on plastic bags. Kind of scary because they can kill themselves doing that. But, some sort of chemical in that he really liked, and that was what he liked doing. So I suspect that whatever that chemical is also in the silicone toys, and my young kitten is attracted to that smell because he literally, so I have a glass case that I keep all of my toys in. Sometimes he will just circle that case, staring at them. Like, I'm not even trying to exaggerate that. The room where I record is separate from where I keep my toys. So for a short while, I had a small hoard of toys in my recording room. And I spent the last 2 days trying to chase him away from them because he kept sniffing them out and, like, trying to murder them. A little part of me is really impressed by the tenacity, and a larger part of me is very pissed off that he won't leave them alone because he already has a silicone item in the house that he is welcome to destroy all he wants. And literally all of these toys cost more than he did. And I'm not trying to be a values-only person, but if it came down to it, so I think to end this really quick, exciting story up, I'm probably going to set up a whole new dildo case at some point in the near-ish future. That could be fun. I could do an audio tour of my dicks. Maybe I'll do a video tour of my dicks. You know, yeah, when I hit a certain number of people following me. I'll think about that. I'll put out more information about that too. That sounds like fun. I'm gonna go wash this thing and fuck it. And chase the cat out. Okay. I'll be back in a moment. Thanks so much for hanging out. I'm having so much fun. I like talking about my dicks. Okay. Back in a moment. Thank you for your patience. Okay, stop fucking making. Okay. I'm excited to see how this goes just because he's already kind of fun to jerk off in the sink. Those ridges. Oh no! Okay, so because he's a soft boy, he's a little floppy, which I'm perfectly fine with. When he's sitting on a level table, he's got a real aesthetically pleasing lean, just with the way the mold is designed. It kind of that might be too abstract, and that's just me thinking of it that way. It's kind of like if the dick was going up through the hips and the pelvis, and it's like you're getting an x-ray vision of a dick inside. Anyway. You know? I like flopped over and now it's covered in hair. So's your pussy, who cares? I think it's time to hydrate because I haven't thought about drinking in 45 minutes. I don't know. I just feel like it's been a low key day, you know. No relation to the Disney property. Okay, let me get my pants off. Like I'm just so lazy. I'm like. I don't know, you ever have those days where you're just a little bit, you've got, like, X amount of energy, and you don't want to put any of it anywhere, because you just don't want to feel empty at the end of the day. You want to save that energy for stupid shit, like watching trashy reality TV shows when they come on later. You know, that human problem of I could work or I could not. Man, life's complicated. Sitting here picking off hairs. I hope you're enjoying it. I think I'm going to... Okay. The, like, spiny detail is really neat. It's part of the issue is it makes me really distractible and then really focused on the sensations, not necessarily talking about it. So I'm gonna use a little bit of lube today because I'm lazy. And I just wanna skip the struggle. I think I've mentioned this before, but I really love when you put lube on the toys, they just get a little bit sparklier because they're wet. And I'm a crow. Hope you like the sound of house goblins in the background. I don't know how I can re-record a first impressions. He's so pissed he can't come in and ruin my shit. Okay. Ooh, this won't be good to play with orally too. Okay, no. Let's fuck ourselves first, then we can fuck ourselves later. Okay. Smooth head. In that way, he's kind of... dildo. Like, all I can think to call it... is like a typical, dildo design... Sorry, I just have the head and like the first two ridges in. I think we all know how I feel about ridges. Sorry, I'm just kind of distracted. It's kind of fun just to slip the tip in and out. It's Sorry, I'm distracted. Oh, feels really good. Talk about Let's talk about. Because he's soft and a little bit floppy. Like, I guess, if I wanted to be picky, I could say he was a tiny challenge to get in, but like, was he? Oh, but because he's floppy, it's really easy to kind of, angle him a bit. To stretch things out in like a kind of gentle. In a gentle kind of way. So, hard toys are kind of like a move around me kind of toy, whereas softer toys can be a bit more forgiving that way. Fuck yes. Sorry. Fine. I really love ridges. Somebody make a ridge swoop toy, please. There's probably 50 out there. I just need to look a little harder. I really Oh shit. Oh fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. I gotta come, I gotta come, I gotta come. vegan here. I'm hungry. I need to eat lunch after this. I'm not gonna apologize for making you noises. Oh no. Fuck yeah. Okay, let's talk about the toy a little bit. Because it's small enough I can fit it in my hands. And then the weird hip design kind of just it gives like some really good natural places to kind of grip it better. I find like the Mystic, for example. Please leave me alone, House Goblin. Okay. Plus. They're all A plus. Base is really good. The base is really good for gripping on, especially when you're trying to thrust it into yourself. Compared to like the Mystic, at least my medium Mystic, like the base is just it's a little big, so it's awkward for my hand to fit on it 'cause I got short little fingers. I like, especially because this one is soft, it's really easy to grab onto and hold onto and get some of that good thrusting action. Gonna take a drink. Hydrate. For a minute, I thought I put the lid on too tight again. I'm my own worst enemy. Really like the ridges, because if I angle it right, I can rub them over my clit and get all that sensation at the same time while it feels like he is fucking up into me in a really good way. I like how squishy it is because I can grab onto him and clench down and really enjoy the ridges. I don't know if I like ridges or not, guys. It's nice length for me too. It's kind of hitting, I suppose it's probably right up into where the entrance to my cervix is, but I kind of like that pain a little bit. So it's hitting up in there, and I'm into it. Yeah, I'm quite happy with this one. What a great celebration toy. It's nice that I can also think of it as the spine of my enemies, and how satisfying it is to fuck myself with the spines of my enemies that I have vanquished. Too dark? Ooh, yeah, this is definitely gonna send me on a fucking skeleton dick side collection. Ooh, dragon dicks or skeleton dicks? Woo! As I'm looking at it and thinking about the jaw squishy, that would... Okay, I want to spend more money at this place. Yep. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm really happy. It's been a good day. I'm so happy it came earlier in the day. Now I have time for a nap. Lunch and then nap. That's a slut's three favorite things. Getting fucked, getting fed, taking a nap. What's a good F word for sleeping? I'll think about it. I'm struggling. Thank you so very much for hanging out with me for this whole thing. I had a lot of fun, and I hope you did too. There'll be photos of the dildo in question on my profile. Like, literally, I just want, like, the tiniest bit of food so I'm not hungry, and then just lay down and have a nap. That's how good the fuck was. It's a nappy fuck. I want to take a nap. It's, like, 2 in the afternoon, and the teens are so dope. Hi friends, this is just editing me popping in quickly. For some reason my last like 5 minutes of really funny audio came out trashed, so I'm in here to quickly try to fill that, I guess, because I lost a little bit of information that I thought was relevant. So the chunk that I... So the thing that I really wanted to talk about quickly were the like teeny models of the Velvet Alley designs. Those are really fucking cool. If nothing else, they are a great way to see what the models look like before purchasing a big size one. And also I was thinking, for people who maybe struggle with getting comfortable with insertion, or even like, I think I saw on Our Bad Dragon, the subreddit, the other day, somebody using a mini Mystic as like a first time anal toy. These teenies would work for that shit. Bitch, come on. But they would. And I would assume that they're made out of the same platinum silicone that all their dicks are made out of. Anyway, that was a little bit I wanted to throw in that I lost. It was a lot funnier the first time through, but oh well. Thank you so much for listening, and if you made it to the end, a double extra thank you for hanging out with me. I do want to mention quickly, this review is not sponsored in any sort of way. I have never talked to anybody from Velvet Alley. I purchased this with my own money and paid UPS a disgusting amount of money to move it. But at least it didn't get lost for 3 weeks, like some of my other things. So these are the prices we pay for good service. Check them out. Someday I'll talk about a bad dragon thing, but Have a really great day. Have a great weekend or whatever. When am I fucking releasing this shit? I don't even know what day it is. I hope you're having a good week. Whenever you hear this. Thanks for listening. Bye.